Hare Krishna, Chaitanya Bhagavat. So this is Madhyakanda chapter 2, and Lord Chaitanya is serving the Vaishnavas after his initiation. He closed his Sanskrit school, and he's become so much absorbed in humility and serving the Vaishnavas, carrying their clothes and preparing tilak for them, gathering clay from the bank of the Ganga and offering them tilak, and then collecting kusa grass for them so they can do puja, and folding their clothes for them while they're bathing. He washes their clothes and dries them and folds them. Tahopadi Hare Krishna Bhaktira Karan Tarasakshi Duryodhan Vamsharamaran. Yet Krishna gives up this quality for the sake of his devotee. The annihilation of Duryodhan's family is proof of this. Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining previously, we left off, that Krishna is equal to everyone. But Krishna is equal to everyone, but he favors his devotees. So, it's because Krishna is a person, it's not a defect in the Lord, it's an bhushanam, it's an ornament. Because he's a person. If he was only a machine, the machines do the same thing everywhere, always the same. Machines, you take a canning machine to Japan, it'll make cans. And you take it to Delhi, it'll make cans. It's not going to change its operation because it's a machine. But God is not, at least personal. Krishna aspect of Godhead is not mechanical. It's personal. He's personal. So he also has his feelings. He has love, the capacity to receive love and give love. So if someone offers love to Krishna, then that love controls him. He's Bhaktivatsal. He's very affectionate. He's equal to everyone. Like someone, of course, we love all children, but we love our own children more. It's natural. Someone might say, oh, I love all children. I give them toffees. I'm nice to them. I like them. But why do we love your own children more? Because it's reciprocation. They interact. They serve. They help you. They're yours also, mamta. You have this feeling of mamta. They're my children. So then I have more feelings for them, more connection, more relationship. So the same way, when a jiva, conditioned soul, says, oh, Krishna, you're mine, and I belong, and I'm yours, he establishes a sambandha, a relationship with the Lord, and then the Lord turns his attention more to that jiva. Oh, you're interested in me? You want to be mine? You want to be in my gotra, Achyuta gotra? You want to serve me? Because I didn't ask anybody to serve me. I give everyone free will. This is my equality. Everyone has equal free will. Everyone has independence. Everyone has equal share of this world. I supply food and light to everyone, demons and devotees alike. But oh, you're turning your face towards me? You want to serve me? You want to love me? Well, then I must turn my face towards you. This is the nature of love. Love is attractive. If someone loves someone, then that love is attractive to the beloved. And then when they return the love, then that binds the two together. So Krishna becomes bound by love. So it's shown here, this is told here, that he gives up the sake of this equality for the sake of his devotees. Krishnera karaya seva bhaktira sabhav bhaktilagi krishnera sakala anubhav. It is the nature of devotees to serve Krishna, and whatever Krishna does is for the sake of his devotees. So this is the bhakti sabhav, Krishna seva. This is the sabhav, the very nature of a devotee is always serving Krishna. And anubhav, sakala anubhav. Anubhav means an expression of love. Anubhav, what follows anubhav, what follows the bhav. So Krishna expresses his love or reciprocates by serving the devotees or acting for the pleasure of devotees. That's the primary reason why Krishna comes here. He comes to teach and display his pastimes. Teach the foolish and teach the ignorant about Godhead. But moreover, that he does always. But he comes to show his love for his devotees and display his pastimes. His devotees want to see him. They want to see his pastimes. Se Prabhu Gauranga Sundara Vishwambara Guda Rupe Ache Navadvipara Bitar. That same Lord Krishna is Gaurasundara Vishwambara, who is residing in Navadvip in a covered form. Guda Rup, like Gufa. Chinite na pare keha Prabhu Apanar Yasabara Lagiya Hoila Avatar. No one could recognize their own Lord, even those for whom the Lord appeared. All the Krishna bhaktas, they couldn't recognize that Krishna was walking among them. that Krishna was now chanting with them and meeting with them and even serving them. They couldn't recognize at this juncture in Gaur Lila. Krishna Bhaji Bharajara Achayabilash Se Bajuka Krishnara Mangala Priyadas. Let anyone who desires to worship Krishna worship his dear auspicious devotees. Purport. If out of good fortune and heaps of pious activities from many lifetimes someone develops a desire for the service of Krishna, then he should constantly serve those who are very dear to Krishna. As a result of this, he will certainly attain pure service to Krishna. The dear devotees of Krishna alone are the eternal benefactors of the entire world. Sabare Shikaya Gora Chandra Bhagavan Vaishnavera Seva Prabhu Kariya Apan. Gora Chandra taught everyone to serve the Vaishnavas by his personal example. An example is louder than precept. Huh? Sabari Shikaya. Shika. He gave instructions. Bhagavan. Gora Chandra Bhagavan. Bhagavan Gora Chand. Is the same Krishna Chand. Bhagavan. Krishna Chandra Gora Chandra. Vaishnava Seva Prabhu Kariya Apan. He did it himself. Jiva Doya Vaishnav Seva Nam Ruchi. This is a way. Exhibiting the ideal example of service to the Vaishnavas, who are his own devotees, Sri Gaurahari, the Jagat Guru, instructor of all, taught the entire world about the exclusive importance of serving devotees of the Lord. Saji Wahe Duti Wahe Lajanahi Kare Sambrame Vaishnavagan Hatta Asidari. Vishwamara did not feel shy as he carried their flower baskets and clothes. They would take their baskets and collect flowers from different bushes along the roadside and flowering trees and plants. Like you see sometimes at Govardhan, people are collecting flowers. So he would carry the baskets while they were bathing, go pick all the flowers. And Deki Vishwambarera Vinaya Bhaktagan Akaitava Ashivad Kare Sarvakshan. Seeing Vishwambhara's humility, all the devotees continually offered him their heartfelt blessings. This is the thing. Vinay Ashivad Akaitava. There's no cheating. The word Akaitav, same in Hindi, right? Cheating, Akaitav. Is that word kaitav? What do you say, cheating? Dharma prochita kaitavotro. You don't have any word like that in Hindi, cheating? What do you say, cheating? You don't have the word in Hindi? Come on, man. this is the land of cheating, man. Doka. What about kapat? What does kapat mean?
Kapat is different. Kapat is cunning.
Seeing Vishwambhara's humility, all the devotees continually offer their heartfelt blessings. The word akaitava is explained. Desires for dharma, art, ka, moksha, rather than desire to serve Krishna, is kaitav, or duplicious. So kaitava means duplicity. Therefore, akaitava refers only to the desires, refers only... Akaita means free from that, means only to the desire for serving Krishna. So now, the devotees, the Vaishnavas, the Nadiya Vaishnavas were very happy to see the conversion of Vishwambhara to their fold. They were happy to see that he was taking up Vaishnav Dharma and giving up this scholarship of Sanskrit and his pride in being a great pundit and arguer. And they saw this great humility, they were very happy, they blessed him. Ashirvad. So, oftentimes, people, they go to a saintly person and they meet him and they say, oh, we came for darshan. Somebody called me up yesterday, Dr. Arora, his wife, and then he and his sister-in-law from Delhi, Sangeet. And then, they said, oh, we're in Vrindavan. We want to come and take your darshan. We want your blessings. Some people, they go for darshan. and they ask for blessings. But you'll see here from this example of Chaitanya Bhagavat, blessings means shiksha. Generally people don't want that. They don't tell me anything. Just tell me Mangalam Bhagavan Vishnu, Mangalaya Sanohari. Just bless me that everywhere I'll be situated in auspiciousness. Akala Mrityu Haranam, Sarva Vyadhi Vinashanam. May I be free from all diseases. Sarva Vyadhi Vinashanam. Bless me that all my disease will be destroyed. Because this is generally what Brahmins say. They say, Sarva Vyadhi Vinashanam, Akala Mrityu Haranam. May you be free from untimely death. May you not die untimely, because no one likes to die, timely or untimely. And may you be free from all disease. No one wants disease. And then this is a general thing they say. Mangalam Bhagavan Vishnam, Mangalam Pundarikaksham, Mangalam Guru Dwaja, Mangalaya Stano Hari. And people are happy with that. Very good. Fine. But if you go to the sadhu and he says, listen, what are you doing? Are you vegetarian? No, I eat onions, garlic, chicken, all these things. Hey, stop this. This is all maya. Go to hell doing this. You should become vegetarian, pure vegetarian, right now, from today. You promise me. Don't walk out of this ashram unless you promise me. Give up all these bad habits. And you should start chanting Hare Krishna every day, 2 rounds. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't come for that ashirvad. But from the example of Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya's Leela, we see something different. The Ashirvad Kade. At that moment, the Vaishnava is being very pleased with the humility, because this is, of course, the prerequisite to receive Shiksha. Is humility, and this is what Krishna tells in Gita. That there's a prerequisite. If you want to receive Shiksha, because generally no one is exhibiting that prerequisite, so then the Acharyas don't bestow the real Ashirvad. There's two types of ashirvad, the fake one and the real one. The fake ashirvad is give the guy what he wants. Right? The guy wants sense gratification. So then you give fake ashirvad. Yes, enjoy. Yes. Mangala raho. Kushraho. You ever see like acharyas, these people when they give benedictions or when they get there, they always put their hand, finger like this. You know why that is? So no one can read their palms. There's lines on the palm, it's called palmistry. So you see, I have one friend in those palmistry, and he said, he was telling about Prabhupada's life just from seeing Acharya films. Sometimes Prabhupada is going like this or something. And he said, I was reading your guru's hand from the television. But if you see, usually these Brahmins, if you have any familiarity, if they give blessings or they go like this. You go to Kumbh Mela, I went twice to Kumbh Mela, they always go like this. No one can read their lines then. It's very clever. Anyway, if you're in the blessing business, hide your fortune lines, because no one's supposed to know these things. A lot of it's on your forehead anyway. A good jyotishi can read your forehead and tell you so many things about you, shape of your forehead, the nose, the lines, everything. Yeah, that's why ladies cover their heads. You can't read anything about them except, you know, whatever else is there. So the real ashirvad is that you give shiksha, you give instructions by which the person can come out of illusion. Tamasi mam jyotirgama. Because everyone's in ignorance, tamasi. So to come to the light, you need the light of knowledge, enlightenment, proper, relevant teachings. You're in maya. You're going to hell. You're suffering. What kind of work do you do? Oh, I have an export business. What do you export? Leather. Leather? Are you out of your mind? You're crazy? You know, for every cow that you kill, you have to be born as a cow, for every hair in the body of that cow, and be slaughtered. Okay, get out of this business. Stop this business. You're the first saint that ever told me anything like this. I've been to so many people in Hardwar and Benares and given so many donations to so many ashrams, and they give me so many blessings. And I come to you and you turn me upside down, shake me upside down. I said, yes. Because if you stay in this business, you're going to hell for a million lifetimes. I don't care about your money. No, you keep your money. You came to me and said, I just want to take your darshan, I want your blessings. Okay, you got them. Double barrel. Puff. Because saints aren't businessmen. They don't. They have, their only business is udhar, udhara, welfare. Your welfare, not mine. Businessman is only thinking my welfare at your expense. So bogus saints, they're thinking of their welfare, their ashram's welfare. How much money can you give me? So therefore I have to treat you very nice and give you some nice sherbet and relax. And how's the family, this, that, chit-chat, make you feel happy, give you some nice prasad. You know, you stay in my ashram, it's nice, you know, no charge, and you feel good. And then when you leave, you give one lakh donation. Butter them up, make them feel good, and get their money. This is what they do all over India, all these so-called sadhus. But our Gaudiya line is something different. Parakara upakara. Parakara upakara. This is upakara. So what do they say? Bhaja Krishna Smara Krishna Shuna Krishna Nam Krishna Hausabara Jivandana Prana. Worship Krishna, remember Krishna, and hear the names of Krishna. Let Krishna be the life and wealth of everyone. Balaha, Balaha Krishna, Hao Krishna Das, Tomara Ridaya Krishna, Hauna Prakash. Please chant the name of Krishna and become a servant. May Krishna manifest within your heart. See this kind of ashirvad. Not, yes, may your daughter pass her exams, and may you be healthy. San Kat Mochan, may you be free from all your cuts. All your problems, whatever. So now, Krishna bhai aranahi spuruka tomar, toma haite dukha jauka amasabakar. May nothing other than Krishna appear in your heart. Let all our miseries be dispelled by you. So now they're praying this to Lord Chaitanya. So we tell someone, yes, your business, forget it. Your family, forget it. May nothing other than Krishna appear in your heart. Because now you ask any family man, what's in his heart? His wife, his daughter, his son, his business. That's it. And so this ashirvad from the saints, they're telling Lord Chaitanya, they're telling Vishambhar, nothing, no wife, no, nothing, only Krishna in your heart. Krishna jivan dhan pran. So, hey, what kind of ashirvad is that? This is not good. Trying to break up my family? Trying to make my husband a sannyasi? Jai Sava Damaloka Kirtane Rahase Tomahaite Tahara Dubuka Krishna Rase. May those fallen persons who ridicule the performance of Kirtan drown in the transcendental mellows of Krishna consciousness. Jainatumi Shastre Sava Jinila Samsar Tene Krishna Bhaje Kara Pashande Samhar. As you conquer the entire world with your mastery of the scriptures, now you should destroy the atheists by worshipping Krishna. Tomara prasadi jena amarasakal sukke Krishna gaye nachi hayavival. By your mercy, Vishambhar, may we all become overwhelmed with bliss while dancing and chanting the names of Krishna. Urivo hastadiya prabhura angeti bhaktagan ashivara kare dukkha Kari Nivedan. In this way, the devotees place their hands on the head of the Lord and bless him while submitting their sorrows. So they're blessing him. This is their ashirvad. Be Krishna conscious. Spread Krishna consciousness. Forget everything else. May Krishna and only Krishna be in your heart. So if we follow this Guru Shastra and Sadhu, we follow these sadhus and we follow these gurus and we follow their scripture, this is how we should bless people. Krishna Matiras too. May your intelligence, may your mati, may your inclination only go towards Krishna. Or rather, Radhe Matiras too. Outside of Braj, we say Krishna Matiras too. Because Lord Chaitanya was traveling everywhere outside of Braj and telling everyone, Krishna Matiras too. Let it be, may it happen. May your mati, may your intelligence, your thinking, your desiring, your thought processes, your aspirations go towards Krishna. But in Braj, he was absorbed, so he didn't have any time to do any blessings. When Mahaprabhu was 2 months in Braj, he didn't give anybody any blessings. He just gave a slap to his stupid servant. Because his servant thought that Kaliya was dancing that Krishna was dancing in Kaliya, because some Muslim boatman was catching fish one middle of the night. So he gave him a slap. You stupid. It's not Krishna dancing in Kali in a Jamuna. It's some Muslim boatman with a lantern on his boat catching fish at midnight. That's there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But here it's, you know, this is a different thing. It's like, really. So they gave their blessings, Hastadiya, with their hands, they Angi Bhaktigan. So then they submitted their sorrow. What is their dukkha? Their nivedan, their petition, their submission. They said, Vishambhar, they said, A Navadvipe Bap Jata Adhyapak Krishna Bhakti Vakanite Savahaya Bhaka. In this Navadvip, my dear Bap, my dear Vishambhar, all the teachers are dumb in glorifying devotion to Krishna. Krishna Bhakti Vakanite Savahai Bhak. They're all Bhak. Bhakavritti means. Bhak means like Bhakasura. Bhakasura, he looks very like big yogi. Bhakasura is a duck. He stands in the water, a white duck. You see him in Vrindavan. He stands there completely quiet, silent. He's like, he's absorbed. He's in samadhi. But actually, all he's thinking about is eating a fish. He's just looking down in the water. Just standing still and his legs up to his knees in the water. Looking, only thinking, where is the fish? Boom! And then it pierces him in his beak and has him for lunch. So these teachers, they were all these, the vak, all these words they were giving, they were devoid of Krishna bhakti. So they were like, it was bhak bratis. They were imposter Brahmins. The follower of the vow of a duck, or he always looks down in order to make a show of humility, but is actually cruel and pretends to be submissive. That's like there's a phrase, I've seen a takeoff on this concept. Sometimes they have sevak and sevak. You're supposed to be a sevak. Sevak means one who does seva. Seva kara, seva karo, sevak. But if you're not... So you're supposed to be very humble, jinata pisanichina, and be absorbed in the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, and you're very submissive and very humble. But then there's sevak. Sevak and sevak. Sevak is you're say bakasura. You're with bakasura. You're with baka. You look like you're humble, but actually you're just thinking how to get sense gratification or how to make money. You look like some ISKCON devotee, but actually you're a sevak. You're not doing seva. You're not a sevak. You're a sevak, and you're only looking for bucks, dollars. You go out there in the plea of being a humble preacher, but you're just making money in name life membership. Or it's like making a show of humility and pretending to be submissive, but actually you're just waiting for an opportunity to exploit the guru or take advantage of the situation. So this is Brahmins, these pundits of Navadvip, these Vaishnavas were saying they're all sevaks. They're not sevaks. Because they're not talking about Krishna Bhakti. But now you left that group. You left that group and now you're a real adhyapak. You're the real teacher now because you're beginning to teach Krishna Bhakti. And they go on. Ki sannyasi ki tapaswi ki vajnani jata barabara Bharabara e nadvipe achakata kehana vakane bhap krishnara kirtan nahikare vakya ara ninde sarvakshan. My dear, this word bhap means father, means my. It's an affectionate term. Bhap can mean father. Bhap, bhap, father, father. Or my dear, that's how they're translating. My dear Vishambhar. All the great sannyasis, ascetics, tapasvis, and learned scholars that reside in Navadvip never explain the purport of the scriptures is to glorify Krishna, Krishna Kirtan. Rather, they constantly engage in blasphemy. Vakya ara ninde. All their vakya, all their speeches, talks, they're all offensive. Yateka papishta shota se vakyadare trina jnana kehama sabare nakare. All the sinful listeners are captivated by their words. Papishta Shrota. Papi Shrota. Shrota means Shruti, means those who listen. They're all abodes of Pap. Pap Shtan, Papishta. Vakyadari. They're holding their words. They're catching their words. They're listening to them. All the sinful listeners of all these sinful speakers are captivated by their words, and therefore they consider us no better than straw. Trina Gyan Kea Ama Savarina. So they think all the smartas and all the shaktas of Navadvip, they considered all the gyanis and karmis and yogis, they considered that this small group of Vaishnavas, Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, and Gadadhar Pandit and others, they were all this. They're like a piece of grass. They're nothing, insignificant. Just step on them. They have no value. Worthless fellows. Just sitting around all the time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And reading Bhagavatam. And crying, rolling on the ground. Krishna, Krishna. Oh, aho bhakti, aho bhakti. You know, and reveling in the bliss of Krishna Ras, Bhakti Ras. They're worthless fellows. They don't study Vedanta. They don't study Vyakaran, Kavi, or Naya. These guys. Santape Podayabap Deha Sabakar Kota O Nashuni Krishna Kirtan Prachar. Therefore, my dear Vishwambar, intense sorrow is constantly burning our bodies. Santapodaye Deha. For we never hear the propagation of the chanting of Krishna's name. Nashuni Krishna Kirtan Prachar. We never hear any kirtan or any prachar. No one's preaching, no one's chanting. It's most painful to us. Kane prasanna Krishna hoila savar e patte pravishta kari dilena tamar. Now Krishna has exhibited his pleasure with everyone, so he has admitted you on this path. Pravishta dilena e pat. He has entered the bhakti marg. Krishna has allowed Mahaprabhu to enter the bhakti marg, the pat, pravishta pat. This is because Krishna is prasanna. He's very, very happy. So Krishna has exhibited his pleasure with everyone, sabari. So somehow Krishna is happy with everyone because he's bringing Vishwambar to the fold. Toma haite haibeka pashandirashai manete amara ya bujinu nishchai. We are confident now that all the atheists will be vanquished by you. Haribol. Chirajivi hayatumi laha krishnanam tomahaite vyaktahau krishna guna gram. Therefore live forever, become a chiranjeev, right? Live forever and chant the holy name of Krishna. Reveal the qualities of Krishna to everyone. Krishna gun gram vyakta how krishna gun gram. So to everyone, the Krishna's qualities. Tell everyone. Bhakti Ashirvada Prabhu Shire Karilai Bhakti Ashirvada Se Krishnate Bhakti Hai. The Lord accepted devotees' blessings on his head. For by the devotees' blessings one obtains devotion to Krishna. Bhakti Ashirvada Se Krishnate Bhakti Hai. So everyone says, they go to some saintly person, Oh Prabhu, oh Maharaj, oh Guruji, please give me your mercy. Please give me your blessings. So the person says, all right, you get up every day at 4 o'clock and you chant from 4 to 7, japa. Oh, wait a minute. Can you give me some other blessings? Can you give me some more comfortable blessings? You ask for blessings. So blessings means instructions by which you can become Krishna conscious. This is the blessing, the real blessing. This is real ashirvad. Asli Ashirvad, not Nakli Ashirvad. Nakli Ashirvad is fake. Oh yes, yes, pass your exams, be happy, be healthy, be holy. Haribo, Radhi Radhi. Just leave 1 kilo of sweets, 101 rupees on the altar, and here, I'll give you Ashirvad. But as soon as you say something like that will actually benefit me and liberate me and purify me and elevate me closer to God than, oh, I got to go right now. See, I'm busy. Got to go to Delhi. I don't want any more blessings. Thank you. Close your blessing box, will you? I have to remember not to ask you for any more blessings. When they leave, they walk out and say, why did you ask for blessings, you stupid? You put your foot in your mouth. Now what are we going to do? Well, we always do that when you go to St. I didn't expect the guy was going to tell us something. I didn't expect he was going to give us instructions that we have to follow, otherwise don't come back. Like he said, I'm going to give you an instruction. You really want my blessings? Okay. I'll give you my blessings. Now if you follow this, what I'm going to tell you, then you come back. If you don't, then jao. Wow, now we can't go back unless we follow what he said. This is the real thing. But no one wants the real thing. They want the fake thing. So this is the thing. This is real Ashurvad. To get teachings by which we can improve our lives. Shunya Bhaktira Dukha Prabhu Vishambar Prakashahita Chitta Hailash Satvar. On hearing about the devotee's distress, Lord Vishambar desired to quickly manifest himself. Because now they thought he was just some Vaishnava. So he wants to let them know, guess what? Your suffering is over. God is amongst you. Prabhu kahi tumi sabha krishnera dayita tomara ye balasei hai bai nishchita. Vishambar said, you are all affectionate devotees of Krishna. So whatever you say will undoubtedly happen. Krishna Dayita. Dayita. Dayita means beloved. Tumi Sabha Krishna Dayita. Dayita. Dayita means very beloved, very dear. Danya Mora Jivana Tomara Bala Bala Tomara Vakkaninle Grasite Narakala. My life is glorious because of your words. Even the personification of death cannot transgress your words. So unlike some of the people we were mentioning about, Vishambhar was extremely happy to receive their ashirvad in the form of shiksha. And he expressed his happiness here by saying, my life is glorious. Mora jivan. My life has become danya, wealthy, fortunate, valuable, glorious, because of tamara bala, your words. Even death personified cannot transgress your words. In other words, you have given me ashirvad. You have given me that great blessing by which I can become eternal. Because you've given me Krishna Shiksha. If someone gets Krishna Shiksha, the instructions of Krishna, if he receives teachings of Bhagavad Gita, Yari Deki Tahak. Tarikari Krishna Upadesh, Amra Agyana Guru Hana Taridesh. He says it everywhere. Lord Chaitanya is telling we should give everyone Krishna Shiksha. Krishna says in Gita, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskaru. He says, worship me, not your husband and wife and children. Madhyaji, worship me. He doesn't say anywhere in Gita, Manu Seva Madhava Seva. Vivekananda propagated his Mayavad philosophy. Manu seva, madhava seva. You serve mankind, and then that's service to man is service to God. Krishna doesn't say that. He says, madhyaji, worship me, not manushyaji. This is what Krishna says in Gita, worship me, become my devotee. Don't worship your wife and become her devotee. You do your duty, okay, but it doesn't mean you 99 hours a day you worship your wife. You maintain and do your duty. So he was happy. Oh, you gave me these words because these words, this Krishna Shiksha you gave me, this is a real blessing. Because by these instructions, if I accept them in my life and I follow them, then I become deathless. I stand on the head of death. So he's saying that even the personification of death cannot transgress your words. It means that I accept your words, now I'll never die. Because I'll walk on the path of transcendence and become perfect by your blessings. As they told him, you chant Hare Krishna, right? They say, keep Krishna in your heart, always chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna. So if you do that, you'll never die. Kon charahaya papa pashandiragan sukegi akara Krishna chandrara kirtan. Now, responding, because they gave ashirvad, the Vaishnavas of Navadvip, Nadia Vaishnavas, they gave Ashirvad to Vishwambara and blessed him and gave him instructions. But then they revealed their minds also. They were a little unhappy, dukkha, about all these Pashandis and atheists and all these smartas and shaktas. They ridicule us and they don't care anything about us and they laugh at us and scoff at us. So now he's trying to give them blessings in return by comforting them. Why should you bother about these insignificant, sinful atheists? Pap Pashandira Gan. Gan means group of. This group of papis and Pashandis, these atheists and sinful people. What do you care about them for? Sukha Giya Kara Krishna Chandra Kirtan. Just sing, Giya, Sukha Giya. Sing with happiness. What? Sing about Krishna Chandra. Krishna Chandra Kirtan. That moon over Braj, Vrindavan Chandra. So now Vrindavan Das Thakur. So he said, don't worry, don't forget about it. You do kirtan. You told me to do kirtan. You happily do kirtan. You said you're duke. They said, we're duke. We're feeling so much sorrow because they don't care anything about our teachings. They don't care anything about our Vishnu. They don't care anything about Ishtadev. We're very unhappy. So then he replied, they said duke and he said suk. These are the two opposites. You can either be duke or suk. So they said, oh, we've duke Gaya. They said, duke Gaya, we've gone duke. Gaya means gone, go. Duke Gaya, we've gone unhappy. So then he said, suk Gaya. Don't duke Gaya, don't go unhappy. But Gaya, sing. Gaya, he says, Gaya means sing. Gaya means sing. Suk Gaya, sing happily. Be happy. He's saying, sing happily. What do you? If you're in happiness, then where's the duke? If you're in sukh, then there's no duke. And if you're in Krishna's sukh, then you'll never get in duke. This is andam bodhivardhanam. It increases moment to moment. Pratipadam, step after step, the happiness and sukh and bliss increases as long as you're chanting Krishna kirtan. Krishna sankirtan vijayate, right? Param vijayate through Krishna sankirtan. What does it mean? Param vijayate. It means complete victory. Param means absolute, total victory. Conquer everything. Vijayate means vishesh jaya. A very special kind of victory. A victory that no hero can attain. No kshatriya, no hero, no weightlifter, no Olympic champion can attain such a victory as this. Param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Because Sri Krishna Sankirtan gives you Vishesh Jaya, a very special kind of victory. What kind of victory? Victory over death. And everyone else is defeated by death. Sarva, Mrityu Sarva Harascham. Krishna says in Gita, Mrityu Sarva Harascham. I come as death and take away everyone and everything. Mrityu Sarva Harascham. But there's no Mrityu for the devotee. He never dies. So this is a really special victory. And you don't have to be a hero or a kshatriya. You can be a shudra or a pashandi. You can be a chandral, anything. If you take up Nam Sankirtan, you can get this victory. So he says, Pram Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So there's no suffering there. As long as you're chanting, there's no suffering. When you stop chanting, then the suffering begins. Oh, I got this problem, I got that problem, like this, my father, my mother, my uncle, my job, this, that. When you're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh, that's nice. Chant and be happy. Stop chanting, be unhappy. Chant, sukha. No chant, dukkha. It's really easy. Why are these devotees smiling on Sankirtan? I think they're on drugs. People in the West, they see devotees, they chant on Sankirtan. And they're quite happy. And especially after 4 or 5 hours in non-street Sankirtan, you become, like, go crazy. Become blissful if you actually take part. If you're just window shopping and street walking, then you're on duke. You're duking it out. duking it out with the duke. The duke of duke. So, and then people say, oh, what's with these people? We're unhappy. Everyone else is unhappy and miserable on the street. And these guys are smiling from ear to ear and banging on this drum and hitting these trash can lids. That's what they call cartels, trash can lids. Bang, bang, bang. And then they conjecture, I think they're on drugs. they were all hippies before. See, look at those sikhas. Those sikhas are 3 feet long. They must have been hippies. Yeah, these really long sikhas means they had long hair before they got their hair off. They must be on drugs. How can nobody can be that happy unless they're on drugs. Or whiskey or something. Because we know ourselves from our own experience that we can never be happy unless we take this or that. But no, I'm sorry, sir. This is the holy name. This is it. So Mahaprabhu, he's telling from then, he said, the Lord cannot tolerate suffering of his devotees. The Lord always incarnates for the sake of his devotees. So it's very interesting because at this point, Lord Chaitanya is like playing with them because they're suffering. He's saying, just sing, happily sing Hare Krishna. Don't worry about these guys. Don't you know that the Lord, he comes, yada yada hi dharmasya parichunaya saranam vinashaya tradiskritam. He comes to annihilate the demons and liberate the devotees. You know that. Relax, everyone. they don't even at this time. They don't know. He's already. It's like foreshadowing. He's already starting to indicate. He said, "You know, don't you know why the Lord can't tolerate the suffering of his devotees? He always comes whenever for the sake of his devotees. Here I am. I'm standing in front of you. Here I am. They haven't realized it yet. Ebe bhuji tomara." Anaiba Krishna Chandra Navadvipa Karaiba Vaikuntha Ananda. Vishnuvara said, now I can understand that you will cause Krishna to make his appearance and fill the entire Navadvipa with the happiness of Vaikuntha. Can you imagine if they recall this conversation later? In other words, later Vishnuvara revealed his godhood, his Bhagavata. And they understood that he's Sarvavatari, that he's all the Vishnu avatars and all the Dasa avatars, and he's Ram and he's Krishna and he's Nisringa and he's Vishnu and he's everyone. He showed all these forms and they realized that, Sadbuj and everything. So then they said, wait a minute, remember when we had that conversation, we said we were sorrow, we were very unhappy, and he said, yes, soon God will come here. He was fine with us. remember that conversation? Yes, I have it, look, I got it on my mobile, I recorded it. We can play it back. He's saying, by the mercy of you all, the entire world be delivered, you will induce Krishna to incarnate. All of you, please consider me your servant and give me the benediction that you will never leave me. He's really having fun. Huh? The Lord is like he enjoys his devotees, but he doesn't. He's not having fun that they're in distress. He's pacifying them and alleviating their distress by reassuring them that yes, God is coming very soon, sooner than you think. Matter of fact, I'm right here. But shh, I'm not gonna tell you yet. Thomas Savahite Habe Jagarudar. Karaiba Tumara Krishna Avatar. To do Udar, the Avatar. Seva Karyamore Sabe Janiba. Ebara More Kabu Na Pari Hariba. Please consider me your servant. Sevak, not Sevak. Seva Karyamore Sabe Janiba. Janiba, Jana. You think of me, you know me, you think of me, all of you. You just think of me. I'm your servant. Dasos me. And then what did he do? Sabara Charana Duli. Lai Vishwambar. Ashivada Sabe Karina Bahutar. Vishwambar took all the dust from the feet of the Vaishnavas and they abundantly blessed him. Now when they look back on this, they say, oh my God, remember that conversation we had back there on the streets when we were giving him blessings, and he said, yes, soon God will come, and then he prayed to us that we would never leave him, and then he took the dust of all of our feet and put it on his head. My God, well, I feel so embarrassed. That was God. God was taking the dust from our feet, and he was playing with us like this, like some kind of cat and a mouse or something. Let him catch him and then let him go, and he runs away and bring him back. He's just playing with us. After he took the dust of our feet, we all blessed him. We gave him more ashirvad. Oh my God, I feel so embarrassed. I hope he'll forgive us. Ganga snana kariya chalila sabagar prabhu chalilena tabe hasya antar. Thereafter, all the devotees took bath in the Ganga and then returned home. The Lord also returned to his home, smiling. I would imagine so. He really pulled off a fast one on everybody. Because he's about to reveal his godhood to everyone. So we'll continue there tomorrow. Any questions?
Question.
Yeah.
You were talking about the principle of Shiksha.
Yes.
So I was
talking about the principle of Ashavad. Mm-hmm. And real Ashavad is to give Shiksha. Mm-hmm. That's the principle I was talking about. A sadhu, the principle I was talking about is sadhu giving blessings, which in Sanskrit is called Ashirvad. And usually it's say, okay, pass your exams, be healthy. But the real Ashavad is to get spiritual teachings or Shiksha by which a person get liberated from birth and death.
Mm. So what's the difference between sadhu giving advice and diksha?
It's two ways of saying the same thing. Shiksha guru is a sadhu, and shiksha means advice. So that you just said the same thing twice. In other words, there's no difference. What's the difference between a cow and a guy? A guy is Hindi for cow. There's no difference. Shiksha means instruction. So whether a sadhu gives you instructions to point you towards Godhead, when a sadhu gives you instructions to point you towards Godhead, then he's called a shiksha guru. Guru means teacher, and shiksha means instructions. I don't see what your question is.
Because it said the three principles of shastra, guru, and sadhu.
Oh yeah. Okay. Now that's a more appropriate question. There's guru, sadhu, and shastra. These principles are there. So as far as this goes, when that term guru is there, it's referring to diksha guru. And sadhu would be a shiksha guru. Sadhu means shiksha guru, and guru means diksha guru, and shastra means the support of both. Both take their support from shastra. And of the three, shastra is primary. Although sometimes some acharyas say gurus can override shastra. But our Prabhupada presented it like that. That the guru must be support, whatever he says must be supported by praman, shastra praman, evidence from shastra. He's not free to say, oh well, no one should bathe in Radhakund. Why? Well, that's my feeling. But the shastras are saying something different. Oh anyway, forget the shastra, it's my opinion. This particular thing can be touchy. So what do? You follow shastra? Actually, there's some past, there's some anecdotes like this. Do you follow shastra or do you follow guru? And I can't remember actually. There's some anecdotes about this. Where the disciple is tested whether he should follow guru or shastra. The one that it's similar to this is because Krishna is the Adi Guru. So when Krishna was stealing yogurt, one lady, she tried to catch Krishna by putting bells everywhere. Bells around her door, bells around her window, and bells around her yogurt pot. So Krishna was to tip the door or the window or the yogurt pot, then the bells would ring and she would catch him. So when Krishna came to the door and to the window, the boy said, oh, look at all those bells, how will we break in? So he said, listen, I am Bhagavan, I command you, I'm controlling every inch of creation, you don't make any noise. Let us open the window and door and get in there. So the bells were quiet, and Krishna went in the door, went in the window, went in the door of the butter storeroom. And then there were bells around the yogurt pot. There was a ring of bells. So if he puts his hand in, it would start ringing. So then Krishna stood on the shoulders of some coward boys in some mortar and whatnot. And then he put his hand in and he told the bells, now you don't make any noise and let us eat this butter. So this fresh churned butter is beautiful butter made from yogurt, which is so good. Especially it's fresh. He put his hand in there. And then as soon as he started eating, the bells started ringing. Ding, 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 ding. He said, hey, I told you to shut up. What is this? Why are you ringing? And then the lady came and she caught Krishna. And then Krishna said to the bells, what is this? Why are you ringing? Don't you know? Then the bells, a personification of the bells appeared there and said, oh, my dear Lord, I'm very sorry. I didn't know what to do because in the Shastras you're telling, the scriptures and Shastras are saying, whenever Bhagavan eats, you have to ring a bell. But now you're here yourself, the personification. You're the Adi Guru, the personification of Shastras. You're yourself here telling me not to ring. So I didn't know whether to follow you or the Shastra. So I followed the Shastra. So Krishna says, yes, that's right. You better you follow the Shastra. That's always right. So in this particular anecdote, it shows that the Shastra takes precedence over the Guru. The guru is giving one order, but which is different than the shastra. The shastra says Krishna eats, the bells have to ring. But now Krishna himself is eating, he's telling the bells not to ring. So that's the standard of measurement is always a shastra. But there you will see, you will also, this is Prabhupada, this is how Prabhupada presented, and this is how the followers of ISKCON, we follow this line of thought. But if you study the gamut of Vedic philosophy, in many places it'll say that guru is supreme. The guru can even change the shastra. But what he does change, but so people take advantage of this and mislead their followers, what the actual letter of this, what the actual meaning of this is, that guru can change the detail of shastra, but not the principle. This is the real meaning. And that even Prabhupada himself did that. The principle is to chant the holy name, Kirtaniya Sadari. And his guru said, if you don't chant 64 rounds a day, you're an animal. But certainly Prabhupada didn't start ISKCON to collect a group of animals. ISKCON is not another name for a zoo. But by his guru's standard, then we're all animals, because we're not chanting 64 rounds a day. So Prabhupada changed the detail according to circumstance, Kala Desha and Patra. But he didn't change the principle. The principle is Nam Sankirtan. The detail is how many rounds. So therefore, you know, you might say he's changing something, but he's not changing the principle. In some places, because Krishna says in Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Acharya Mam Vijaniyan, that the guru, that I am the guru. The guru is me. Sarva Deva Maya Guru. The guru is the sum total of all the devatas. So therefore, he's the king is above all law. They have this phrase, the king of the country. He's the most powerful. He makes the law, he can break the law. Hey, it was this, the king said, everyone can only have one wife in this country, but he has 20. Well, okay, go and protest. King, it's not right. Okay, you defeat me, then you can change the law. You can be the king. If you don't like my kingdom, then out. And so the king is above the law. So in some places, and they take it, the gurus take advantage of this concept that the guru is above the law, or the guru is more than shastra. The guru is God. Even they worship like that. Guru is God. And they say, Krishna says guru is God. And without mentioning any names, but there's some very prominent spiritual groups in India that they worship the guru like God. They have Jula Nyatra for him. Everything's for him. So that's a very delicate point. The guru should be worshipped. Our Guru Maharaj always said the guru is a representative of God. He doesn't change the teachings of God. He represents them. He's the ambassador, but he's not the prime minister. He's the ambassador.